Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got an exciting topic. We want to minister on prosperity. First of all, we want to pray and greet you and say, God bless you. And just the Lord blessing may rain upon your head today and in your heart and your soul. Lord, in Jesus' name, let us be anointed of thy word, by thy spirit, God, to teach and minister today. God, let people's minds and hearts and souls be open. They might receive it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prosperity, something that, TV evangelists and a lot of the big name evangelists, they pour it on. They tell you if you send them $50 or $100 or you just open the windows of heaven, you're going to get a Cadillac, a new house, and they'll march up all these people to tell you what they, but given $100 or given $1,000. And it kind of makes me sick, and I know it makes God sick, because that's not what scriptural prosperity is about. And those preachers that use that for gimmicks, in hell they shall burn. And there's some of the biggest name preachers out there today that, far as big names in the eyes of the world, they're phony, they're $3 bills. And if a preacher uses the gimmick of promising you a Cadillac, a diamond ring, mink stole, or he promised you something if you'll give to him, mark him off, because he's not of God. He's preaching for filthy lucre's sake, and he's giving a gimmick. But I want to talk today. Lay all that aside. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. And I don't agree with very few preachers. It's in the category of a worldwide situation, because the majority of them get into those gimmicks. They say they have to get their money to survive with, but that's a lie. You do it in God's name. I've been out here for 45 years. We built a ministry all over the world, some 70-some Christian school extensions around the world, 47 Bible colleges, 800-some ministers, 500-and-some churches on a worldwide scale, and I've never pulled a gimmick, and I've never promised anything. If you give me a dollar, you're going to get a new Cadillac. I'm not going to stoop to gimmicks, and, you know, I may not be on national television every hour. I'm there from time to time. We're getting ready to go on some stations now, and we have been on in the past, and our radio ministry goes into well over 100 countries worldwide. And we do all together, I think I was counting up for somebody the other day, 39 different broadcasts throughout the week, every week. And they go all over the world. All those go all over the world. And we're thankful for what God's done. But if I have to stoop to trying to pull a gimmick on you and tell you that you're going to get this or get that, and I'm going to tell you, we almost need to start calling names. And it's sometimes not polite to call names. We almost need to start calling names of these preachers that pull these stunts, because the Bible says, mark those that cause divisions among you. Mark those that are, you know, contrary to the faith of God. And it's a real reality. We need to tell people, hey, this is phony. This is not real. This is not going to work. I want to tell you what the Bible says about prosperity. The Bible says in Joshua, in the first chapter, in verse 8, every year we do a graduation, have for soon be 25 years of our school, and a lot of our college people that just graduate and get their diploma, they graduate from this school. Some of them graduate from different places in the world where they can go. A lot of time it's just too far for them to come, and they just get their certificate, and we read their name at the graduation. But 25 years or so of this, and God spoke to me several years ago and gave me some scriptures to read off as we done that graduation every year. And this is one of the scriptures I was impressed by the Lord to read in every graduation ceremony. Verse 8 of Joshua 1. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. That don't take a lot of explaining, because it just says what it said and meant what it meant. If we meditate in God, now under the Old Testament, they was in the law. Today we have the scriptures, which is the law of God. It's the new covenant. And we, as we meditate in that both day and night, the Lord says he's going to make our way prosperous and we're going to have good success. It can't be said any plainer than that. And that's where it's at. I read nowhere did a man have to send somebody a $100 bill or a $1,000 bill. You know, you feel led to do something, that's different. But if you're offered a gimmick to do it, then that's an abomination in the sight of God. And then in Psalms, in the first chapter of Psalms, and I'm going to read down through about verse 4. Verse 3 is the main impact verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But he goes on to explain, nor standeth in the seat of, or setteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God, and in the law does he meditate day and night. Ties right back to what we just said out of Joshua 1 and 8. Verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Thank God for that word. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. I'm glad I'm of the righteous. I'm glad I'm meditating in the Word of God both day and night. I'm glad the Word is spoken, and God is going to cause the things that I put my hand to do, he's going to cause them to prosper. And he said, whatsoever thou doeth, he shall prosper. I don't have time to listen to anything controversial to that, because the Word is already said it. Then as we go way over in the Word of God. We go in 3 John, in chapter 1 of 3 John in verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosperest, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou so prosperest. And we know by his stripes we were healed. We know according to the Word of God that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. We know that God is there to move in our behalf. And he says, whatsoever, amen, here again, he says, you're going to prosper, be in health, even your soul prosper. Now, that tells us something. That tells us the parallel of the understanding we must prosper in our souls so that we can prosper in the physical body, in the flesh. We've got good houses to live in, good cars. And I asked a lot of people that say, well, I need my light bill paid. I need this paid and that paid. I said, do you go to church? They said, no. I said, Bible says, forsake not the assembling together of the saints. I asked them, I said, do you give to the Lord's work, pay tithes? No. I said, well, get into church, pay tithes, then abide in God's word, and then the Bible says your soul is going to prosper and you're going to prosper physically. Then if we go to Isaiah, and in chapter 54 of Isaiah, and we find verse 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. So, understand, God has said that there's no weapon going to prosper against us. God is going to cause us to prosper, and the weapons and the things of the enemy is not going to prosper against us. Then in chapter 55 and in verse 11, it goes on to read these words. So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Let this message be received in your heart and spirit. And if you do receive this message in heart and spirit, then God is going to allow this to prosper in you. Amen. This word, this teaching, this understanding that comes to you, you're going to prosper in the Word of God, and that Word is going to prosper in you. You're going to see things begin to happen when you, as you take on the fullness of God's Word, and you take the anointing of God that comes to you when His Word is established in your heart and soul, when you believe it, when you stand upon it, then according to the promises of God, you are going to see prosperity start taking place in your life. I'm telling you this, you can't lose with God. God will bring you through. He will bring you out. He will bring you over. He will cause you to prosper in the things of God, and that word in you will bring about that prosperity. Take in all the word. You in a battle, you going through something, take in all the word, grab all the words you can get. Literally, just bathe yourself in the Word of God, and that word is going to cause prosperity to take place. You don't have to write some big check to some preacher. And I know a lot of people say, please don't say that. I need every dollar and get. I don't need a dollar that I've extorted out of somebody by telling a lie. Amen. I need the money that's free will given by the hearts of people who love God and those that God puts it upon their heart. God's will be enough. He will be there right on time, for He's a God, amen. Even though that Karen Peck sang that beautiful song, He's 4 days late, but thank God He was right on time, amen. And He'll be right on time with what we need. And then in 2 Chronicles, in the 20th chapter, in verse 20, we won't get into all the setting of this scripture, but just picking up the last part of verse 20, and that's called Scriptural 2020, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in His prophets, so shall ye prosper. If you want prosperity in your life, you want prosperity, amen. You begin to believe in God. You begin to love God. You begin to walk with God. And then in Psalms 22, time gets away from us, but in Psalms chapter 22 and verse 6, it talks, here about the psalmist, verse 5 starting out with, for there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're still supposed to be doing that. America's getting in trouble because we're not understanding who that God's people are, and we are getting in vile trouble. We have a leader that don't understand that, and we're seeing trouble on every side, and we're going to see more. But pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be with you. And because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. We need to understand, pray for Israel, have a love for Israel, have a love for God, have a love for the household of God, have a love for the kingdom of God, and we're going to prosper. And then one thing I might remind you of, in Psalm 73 and 3, the psalmist warned us. He said, his foot had almost thy slip for looking at the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 12 also, it mentions about that. He said it was too painful to look upon of. But when he got to the house of God, it come clear. I'm telling you something, my friend. When you get in God's word, it'll come clear. When you get in the presence of God's people, in His church, in His house, it'll come clear. So I want to say to you today, God promised you prosperity. get in His Word, stay in His Word, stay in fellowship, give of tithes, give of offerings, ignore all the falsehood that they're promising this and promising that, but know that God, His Word has been forevermore settled in heaven. He cannot fail. He will not fail. He will cause you to prosper. And His Word, as He sent it unto you, and today the Word that goes into the hearts of those that believe it, it will cause you to prosper. God, in Jesus' name, we thank You for this Word. We thank You for the anointing. We thank You, Lord, for the truth that we have through Thy Word, and Thy Word that cannot fail, and it will not come back void, but it will prosper in those wherein receive it and believe it. God, give them victory, and we'll give You the praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.